The Neil Haley Show, and my guest today is Rika Rivka Markel. How are you? We're going to talk more law of attraction. And, you know, when we have our conversations, you just come up with something again that makes me think. Because, you know, I try to practice it every day. Then I talk about, our topic today is daydreaming. Daydreaming Yes. could be good and it could be bad, right?
Yeah. And I want to put daydreaming back on our schedule to do every day, because it's something that, you know, as a kid, I think I was a big daydreamer. I could sit in class and I was just gone. I was like in my fantasy world, and teacher would say, "Where are you? Pay attention." You know, this is something that most of us, I think, experienced when we were kids, like that we were not allowed to daydream. We were not allowed to let our mind wander. But we know in the law of attraction that our minds, our thoughts create our reality. So what we are daydreaming about is most of the time in a state of pure relaxation, which is where all the good stuff starts. So daydreaming is really part of manifesting. So that's why I think it's important to talk about it.
No, I think so. And could daydreaming be bad too?
Daydreaming can go both sides. Daydreaming is also the worrying part where you start thinking about, like, also like you zone out and you're thinking about all the things that you can do, all the worries, all the stresses. You can put those in your day. That's like nightmares, but daymares. I don't know how you want to call that, but it is the same thing. Like you're in that state of relaxation, you let your mind wander and it goes where what's on your mind. So daydreaming, you have to push it a little bit. You have to go where you want to go. So once you know what your goal is in life, it's such a good thing to always keep it in your mind and daydream about it.
And I think the most important thing is to see, put in your calendar, as you said, every day, daydreaming about where you believe you are now, meaning where the reality, where you want to be, right? Yeah. 'Cause that's the key thing, right?
Yeah. It's one of the things that I really learned from Bob Proctor. He will teach you how to sit, relax, and take a couple of deep breaths and let your mind wander to the life that you want to live, how you want it. Like you go in detail, smell it, see it, touch it, and see your life as if it's already. And that's what Neville Goddard also talks about. Feel it the way that it is already done. So it's like a secret that I call daydreaming. I don't know if anybody else is using that, but that doesn't matter because I'm very familiar with that. I catch myself that I'm doing that I'm sitting sometimes, I'm looking outside and I start daydreaming and I create the world that I want to live in. And it's, if everybody would do that, we would live in a different world, I promise you.
And it always has to do with, specifically enough, you know, you're getting to where you need to go. You just have to keep doing what you're doing that's right to get there, and it's going to happen. But when we always start thinking about the what if, are we on the right track? Is this going the right way? It's never going to happen because we're questioning what our creation ability is. Yeah. How are we manifesting? How are we creating? Yeah. And I think that daydreaming just is a thing. I got to make sure some of the days that are just going crazy, when can I just go and daydream?
And it's not only that. It's also like we daydream way more than we think. Again, we come back to awareness. Everything is always coming back to awareness. We spoke about it in length already a couple of times. You need to be aware of what's going on in your head. We are not always in touch with that because we don't pay attention. We don't think. We do think all the time, all the thoughts, but we're not consciously thinking. We're not aware what we are thinking. So you have to, when you catch yourself that you sit somewhere, you're waiting for a train. I'm just making it up. And you're daydreaming. In that moment, you are in your mind. You're waiting. You're just hanging out. You're sitting there, nothing to do. So your mind is wondering. In that moment, the awareness of what am I thinking? Where are my thoughts going? Are they going to the nightmare or are they going to the dream? And then when they go to things that you don't want to manifest, you have to have the will and the focus. Will and focus are so important in the law of manifestation when you really want to use it to your advantage. And then you put your will and your focus and you change your thoughts from where you don't want them to go to where you want them to go. And the easy part is I started doing that with something that I made up before I started daydreaming. And I'm not sure I shared this already, but we have a lot of negative thoughts in our mind. Why? Because that's our natural state of being. The human nature is to always think about the worst case scenario. That's normal. Everybody has it. But then you need to use your will and your focus to shift it. And usually when we start to become aware of our negative thoughts, we don't have anything ready to focus on. So for me, the beginning, when I was really in a very, very low emotional state, let's say, I made up this dream that I was going to go rafting with my oldest grandson. At the time, the kid was 4 years old. There was no rafting to do. They have to be 12 or something. But I made it up in my mind and had so much fun. And that's how I shifted from being something negative to something positive. I had that dream ready. I just had to bring it up. I didn't have to think about what is something that I want to accomplish. And that changed a lot in my life.
And that's the thing that is, a lot of the law of attraction teaches that you don't understand. And it's shifting fast. We can shift just because we're creating something. It might not, but we want what we want. We can shift our mindset fast.
Yeah.
And then it's over. It's done. Yeah,
it's over. It's gone. But we need to be aware. Again, a lot of people are just thinking and they have no clue. They see things. They're just like going through the motion and they don't even realize how they are creating their own reality. And then they're upset that things don't go the way they go. And it's like a circle because then they're upset that it becomes even worse. The first key is to become aware. What am I thinking? And then all the tools that we bring is just to shift your focus from what you don't want to what you want.
Wow. That's really, really interesting information. I think that once we identify that, we're going to see some things change in our lives, right? The more daydreaming we do.
Right away. I promise you, if you become aware and you do the effort, because that is doing what everybody says, the work. You have to do the work. What does that mean? Well, this is what it means. The work is you are aware and you shift from what you don't, thinking about what you don't want to what you want. That's the work. And you have to do it 24/7, every second of the day. You need to be aware and shift, because your mind will automatically, until you retrain it, it's like you retrain the animal. You retrain from doom thinking to miracle thinking. And miracles happen all the time, every day. So that's the consciousness shift. And you need to be aware 24/7. That's doing the work. And then when you start doing that, you see the miracles like right away.
And it's about, so it's not always what the reality is right now. It's the it's what you want the reality to be.
Exactly. You're not thinking about what you have to do. The daydreaming has to be about how you want your perfect life to be. And you dream about it. It's like a dream. That's why they call it a dream. And most people, when we say dream, we think that it is something that we can't accomplish. It's a dream. We can't accomplish it. No. The dream is the reality. You have to step into your dream. And that's when you are going to see your dream coming true.
And that's the thing that we have to understand is that when people are naysaying us around us, or they get us start to just shift our mindset, shift as quickly as possible, but understand you have to believe in yourself. It can't be the people around you. The more people are going to support you, the more you believe in yourself, not other people validating you.
Yeah, it's the first thing you have to understand. There's only you. There's nothing else. And that's not selfish, because you know, there's no way that you will be able to change somebody else. You can only change yourself. You can only work on yourself. You can never expect somebody else to do something for you that is going to make you happy. That's a very momentary, that's like in the moment, you can be happy about something, but immediately you lose that. So in order to become really happy and living a fulfilled life, you need to take responsibility for that.
All right. Well, I think this is such a great information about daydreaming, and it'll be something on my mind on a Friday when Fridays end up being the fastest day of the week, because you're always in meetings. It seems like, I don't know why we always plan all our meetings on a Friday, but before you know it, the day's over and you're on to the weekend and on to creating. And when you're in some of the monotony of life, start creating the dreams you want to create by daydreaming. So go to your YouTube channel right now, right?
Yes, go there.
And subscribe there and share these videos. And when people want you to be interested, you do one-on-one coaching as well, so they can contact you. Definitely, because you need a coach to do the law of attraction. We can hear all these different things, but if there's no one to remind us on a daily basis, we're going to go back and shift back to the normal people we were before. We want to be supernatural people.
One day at a time, one thought at a time.
Exactly. All right. Thanks, Rika.
Bye.
You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.